Paper Planes, written by Steve Warland and read by David Wenham. They quickly move about 10 metres away and Dylan hands the remote trigger to Kevin. Surprised, Kevin takes it with a pleased nod and presses the button. The rocket blasts off and hisses skywards. The boys watch it go, amazed. Dylan's extremely impressed. "Wow, that is so cool!" Kevin agrees. "Yeah, awesome!" The rocket leaves a spectacular white vapour trail as it shoots towards the heavens. "So, what happens now?" Kevin watches it and shakes his head. I don't know." The rocket's engine coughs and splutters and flames out. The rocket stops climbing and hangs in the air for what seems like forever, then flips over and tumbles to the ground. The boys watch, disappointed. Vroom! The engine relights and the rocket thunders directly towards them. "Fast!" Dylan studies it. "Is it coming back?" Kevin nods. Yeah, I think it might be." The rocket hisses straight at them. Dylan backs away from it. We should move." And Kevin agrees. "Yeah, I think you're right." They turn and run. The trouble is, Kevin isn't the world's fastest boy, and Dylan doesn't want to leave him behind. He glances back at the rocket, shocked by how close it is. "Brake left! Brake left!" They both change course, and the rocket follows. Kevin is clearly not happy about that. "Oh, come on!" And neither is Dylan. "Make for the house!" They jink right and sprint towards Dylan's house, and the rocket changes direction again. Dylan glances at Kevin and sees he's so scared that he's almost crying.
"It's hunting us!"
Dylan agrees. "I'm starting to think this wasn't such a great idea." The rocket is right behind them and closes fast. Dylan shouts over its hissing engine, "Dive!" They crash to the grass as the rocket thunders overhead with only centimetres to spare. It flies on, passes through the open door of Dylan's house, hisses over his father, who sleeps on the lounge, then heads outside through the back door, just misses the apple tree, then quickly gains altitude. Kevin looks up, relieved.
"Well, it doesn't get much closer than that."
Thwump! The rocket slams into the ground right behind the boys, its nose poked deep into the earth. Then one of the other tail fins drops off.